Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Club going up on a Tuesday.
Got your girl in the cut of sheet shoes, a club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut of sheet shoes, got the club going up.
Former that dude TM Hyman. Hey, it's the Social Lab. Welcome to the show. TM Hyman Radio coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. We're talking about stereotypes. Hey, don't believe the hype. The bottom line is you gotta love yourself so others can love you too. Self-love is so important, but self-love is missing. We're feeding into a lot of stereotypes. Not sure if you've ever heard about the Doll Test. The Doll Test. D-O-L-L. Doll. Test. But the Doll Test is something that you should actually Google. It's on YouTube. It's the one that starts off with Brian from Dateline NBC. The DOLL test in stereotypes is our topic tonight. Stereotypes, you must first love yourself before anyone else can love you. Well, really, I believe before you can love somebody else, you got to love yourself first. Hey, listen, don't believe the hype. Stereotypes. Before we go any further, all the way live from Plant City, they call it Itty Bitty. Hot Chocolate, welcome to the show. Me and you, what up?
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Monday, everybody. What's going on?
What's going on, world? Hey, I'm doing good. Hope you doing good.
Yeah, yeah.
And you and you and you and you and you and,
you.
It's Monday. Hey, welcome to a brand new week, everybody.
We in here.
Ready to go. Have you ever heard of the DOLL Doll Test?
I have not. So this should be interesting because I'll be enlightened as well.
Okay, so the Doll Test is something that I actually set with about 10 young people today, young people being ages 16 to 24. I set and had a discussion about self-image, specifically positive self-image, which in my opinion is lacking in a major way. Young people today do not possess a whole lot of social skills, and they're not confident. And they don't feel good, and we got to fix that. But I just saw him pull up, so we're gonna go ahead and he just came through the door all the way from the DMV. Give it up, James. Welcome to the show, brother.
Yeah, was good. Running in here, B. Was good, yo, man. I'm moving up in the world, man. I got an alert on Twitter this morning. I got a porn star file on me now, son.
It's over.
Hey, go ahead and shout her
brand
out.
New. It's over.
Yeah, son,
don't
it's
get
like,
beat up.
It's y'all a milk.
Don't know
milk.
What we're going to
Pause. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. She followed this dude. Hey, Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Yo, good afternoon in the morning time. Say, don't get beat up. Listen to
nah,
me
I'm
down.
Good money. I'm just saying. Nah, I'm
gonna
hey, shout her out. Don't be scared. Shout
nah,
out.
Nah, word up. Nah, shout out to Jessica James, man. Call me the milkman now. You know what I'm talking about?
I know that fight. Like
We are here.
We're talking about stereotypes. Hey, we'll be right back. It's the crew. T.O. Hive Radio.
Live.
Hey,
real talk, true shit.
All I want is bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. No, don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama cedars ain't no mediocre. No, don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me, and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue, they so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air.
it's all as well. I never go with her, she'll do her hair. No more, and you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. They come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He call me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kick back and four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting, if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Face flat ass, and she don't have. And one of these, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she sick as I think it, bet you should have asked for a beer. That's me on the back, because I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama Cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad shit, fattin' on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you fat on a mediocre. Seven, women with me, and none of mediocre. From they head to they toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three mic Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, pardon me, but I don't think none of these bitches with me. Why them billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with a $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
Hey. I want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Ooh. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama Cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad chick, fattin' on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you fat on a mediocre. Seven, women with me, and none are mediocre. From their heads to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
I'm every deal with a chick. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a chick. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a chick. I'm the type of guy to split a meal with a chick. Hold up, only is she bad though. I here trying to find someone that's better than my last though. Take her to my castle, drown her in my castle. Say her things a little, she can fit it in her way. Hey, told me she can't ride that down no further than a cargo. Said I got that dong. She wanna be my tutor. So she give me brain, get into it on the scooter. Had sits on the beat from Bermuda to Cuba. I need a lot of dime, but I'm looking for a cuter chick. Give me that, what she said when she got too fit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Super thick, pretty face, menage a dente. 20 at the same time, wanna get your rent paid.
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama Cedars, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad chick, fattin' on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you fat on a mediocre. Seven, women with me, and none are mediocre. From their heads to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre, yeah.
9:12 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Planet City. The Social Lab, TM Hama Radio Live, Girl Hot Chocolate, Fave Change the General, and Madam CeeLo Boston joining us. Our topic tonight, stereotypes. Don't believe the hype, people. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. We're going to give you a little bit of insight on what the DOLL, D-O-L-L test, is all about, and then you can let us know if you've heard of it or, you know, what your experiences are. Again, 917-889-3926 up in the Social Lab on a Monday.
So up on a Monday.
Yeah, I've seen some experiments like that, what you've been talking about.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, what I was telling you guys on the other side, like, I saw the one where they were showing the children, you know, like, different faces of different men, asking them, you know, who did they choose, like, who looked the, I guess, the less dangerous, the least dangerous, and a lot of the children picked Jeffrey Dahmer, and as we know, he ate people. You know what I mean? So, like, just looking at him, they had an idea based off of what, you know, they've learned so far of what that man could possibly do. And, again, they picked him saying that he looked nice, like he was a nice guy. But they didn't know that he, you know, killed a certain amount of people, you know, then ate them.
The DOLL test specifically, I'm not sure what kind of test that was, but the DOLL test itself was about an actual doll baby, and they asked very young children, they being interviewers, asked very young children, kindergartners, they couldn't have been any more than like 7-8 year old kids on down, different questions about, you know, who's bad, who's good? Which doll would you prefer? Why do you prefer that doll? In almost every instance, asking an African-American child, a Caucasian child, a Hispanic child, you know, who was bad, they pointed to the darker image. Why is it bad? Because it's a darker image. Because it's black. It's brown. This is why these kids pointed to bad. Which is ugly, which is pretty? It pointed to the darker persuasion. Why is that pretty? Why is that ugly? It's pretty because it's white. It's ugly because it's black, because it's brown. They even asked brown children which one of the dolls looked like them after they had answered, you know, really the questions pointing to the lighter doll. Which doll looks like you? They clearly pointed to the darker doll. So tonight, after viewing this with about 10, 16 to 24-year-olds who left very shocked and frustrated by what they saw, the reality is this, people, stereotypes have existed for years. But before we can be upset about how people stereotype us, we have first got to stop stereotyping ourselves and one another. In the same room with the same 10 kids, and I call them kids, but they're young adults, the same young adults who were shocked and frustrated by what they saw, people stereotyping them to be ugly or bad because of just clearly their darker skin. One, it has created a lot of complexes amongst, you know, individuals in our culture. But number two, you have to first check how you talk to one another, because we make jokes amongst ourselves about the darker of all of us dark people, because the bottom line is black, and it's funny because even some almost white looking people, they refer to them as black. It's funny. How is that possible? So whether you're, you know, caramel, brown, or dark chocolate, you're still black. Your stereotypes, regardless. I'm going to pause for the calls, let somebody else weigh in. But it was an eye-opening reality at how even babies stereotype people of the African-American persuasion. It's amazing.
It's conditioning.
It's amazing. I had to help them to understand the reality, and I also had to help them to understand how to deal with it. So it was an interesting conversation. I'll share more. But again, I digress. Just very interesting topic. Stereotypes. Don't believe the hype.
It's conditioning. Now, it's conditioning,
it,
man.
It really is.
And that's all it is, man. Like the media conditions your mind to believe what they want to believe. The people that take control of the media. Whoa. But the people that are in control of what gets aired, you know, push through what they want their messages to be put across as. Now, if they have continual and perpetual signs pointing to, you know, the black race as being evil, or not even evil, just, you know, bad people who are always getting arrested, we're doing this, we're doing that. But, you know, none of the other races, whether it be Latino, Chinese, you know, white, whatever, don't get as nearly as much publicity in the negative light, that's what's going to happen. I mean, look at it. Devil's food cake. Devil's cake is black. Angel cake is white. You know what I'm saying? If you're on a bad list, you're blacklisted or you're blackballed. You know, but if you tell a little...
How about the black hole?
The black hole, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with, and I'm going to talk to my son's teacher, his first grade teacher. I'm going to say, you know, like I said, somebody should take over. But I'm going to talk to my son's teacher, his first grade teacher, at the end of the school year, because she has basically like a grading rubric on how, based off of behavior. You know, if you had a good day, you had green. If you had an okay day, you had yellow. If you had a bad day, you had red. And if you had to get so, if it was so bad, we had to call your parents. Guess what color that you got? Black. And it's a black lady doing this. So it's like the image of black is always being portrayed in a negative light. Now, I'm not going to tell her how to run her classroom, but just as one, you know, self-loving black image, black person that I am, I'm going to talk to her in, like, you know, really, in a really concerned manner. Like, you know, you might want to change to, like, gray or dark blue or something like that. Because just with that, you know, that blackness is just like, you know, in the way she describes, like, nobody wants to be on black. Ooh, black is horrible. You don't want to be on black. Black is the worst you want ever want to get. It's like, yo, you're just feeding self-hate to them. And you don't even know that you're doing it, whether you do or you don't.
And no, that's real, bro. And you should stand up. The reality is black. We're going to pause for the course. Come right back. It's 9:20. You're inside the social lab. The reality is black means something way more dynamic than the adjectives that are used to describe us. Listen, folks, we got to change our perspective. Again, the glass is half full. It's not half empty. Black people stand up. Listen, stereotypes, and this ain't a black thing tonight. We just pro-black. I don't care if they call you a chink, a spick. Listen, a stereotype is a stereotype. Don't walk it out. Don't get pissed off. They're going to call us the N-word until we die. We just got to stop calling each other the N-word. You feel me?
If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume. Take y'all. Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog. I had to regulate. Public service announcement. Why my wrist, man? Why wrist, man? Pick up! Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'ma knock the out like white night. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'ma knock the out like white night. If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume.
Take y'all, L.A.
Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dawg, I had to regulate. Pocket rocket fire, watch him disintegrate. It's a short load, can't make none to illustrate. Third line steak, all on my dinner plate. Your main beer, cause she wanna make a steak steak. Rich nigga, I can never be a broke nigga. Broke nigga, I can never get along with him. Always been hated since a little nigga. Forever push you, nigga, gotta deal with it. Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with the right.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, young nigga,
Rumble.
Lil' mama want a nigga like me in the seat. Ice Cube, knock it out like Debo.
Bow.
Now who's that talking that gangster shit? Ain't somebody gon' kick your ass. When I walk up in the club, I better make a thunderstorm. Let them know that it's a whole lot of cash.
Fuck
rich nigga on the right all night.
Rich nigga,
broke nigga to the left by yourself.
Fuck a
team. Now who the hell just said to the roof on fire? Call 911 like what? Club?
Don't.
Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with the right.
I'ma knock the out like white.
I'm a rich hitter, I don't like a blame hitter. Snitch hitter, broke hitter, I don't deal with
no, no.
All of my hitters official, she bad, she a stripper. My hitters are criminals trying to get to the imminent. Lil' mama say that she innocent, but she drinking my pills. I count my ass and diamonds, that's a meal gain in the building. Make it clap like Magnolia, young rich hitter. On the couch talking to Oprah, bottles in the view while I stand on the sofa. I don't speak your language, broken is, I thought I told ya. Stripper, they be smoking no hookah, my hitters ballin' like Buddha. Pull up in the double, like go scare your Freddy Krueger, bloody Frank Mueller.
Bro, stand to the left. My wrist, stand to the right. Lil' mama, she keep looking at me.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with the right.
I'ma knock the out like white night.
Number to dial is 924. Up along that
95 corridor where they are getting pummeled with snow back home. Y'all hold your head up, New York, Boston, Providence, that whole New England corridor.
Work.
Stay inside, man. It ain't worth it. For real. Stay inside.
Work.
But we talking about tonight about self-image and negative images, man. And it's just so apropos that all of this white snow is oppressing our people everywhere. Nah, I was playing. But anyway.
Hey, no. You talking about oppression. Yo. Who saw, over the weekend, I saw a video clip on YouTube where a preacher was literally, he may as well been cursing his congregation out because he was calling them N-word, 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 N-word. Y'all, N-words, he was referring to the culture, saying that the mind was messed up. There was something wrong with the mind of the N-word. But this was clearly a black person that was speaking. It was confusing to me. Tell me that I'm not the only person that saw that over the weekend on Facebook.
Nah, I'm going to check it out. But what I got to say to him is, man, nigga, please. Go ahead on with that. Anyway, that's how I feel about that.
Wow.
And I actively, when it comes to that hallowed word that is so inflammatory in people's emotions when they hear it, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, I use the word, and I use it quite frequently.
I would lie to say that I did not. I mean, so I'm with
you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I use the word, and I use it frequently, but it's like, thing is, it doesn't make it better or, you know, it doesn't make it right or wrong that I feel I could use it, but I feel others can or whatever. But like I said in previous shows before, that's the reality of it, okay? Nobody else can use that joint without expecting some kind of flack to pop off or whatever. And, yeah, it's a double standard. But, I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, some people just do stuff that makes you say, man, this nigga crazy. Or what kind of
really
stuff?
Did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of stuff this nigga thinking, man? You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, not to say that makes it right or wrong, but, I mean, hey, that's just what it is. I mean, it's part of what, like I said, it's part of what the media and society has trained us to categorize things as. And now that same media and society that put this label on us is mad because they can't use it. It's becoming mainstream now. Hey, I'm sorry that it's mainstream, but no, it's still off limits, B. You know what I mean? And yeah, you still might get that ass beat. You try to be too slick. You know what I mean? And that's just the reality of it. And it's just, and it's unfortunate that it is that way. But hey, you know what I'm saying? We digress from the topic or whatever about self-image. That can play into a negative self-image when, you know, that word is thrown out. Yes, it can. But, you know, like I said, there's so many other attributes to a negative self-image that is
imposed
on us.
About that word.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going
to
just harp on that one.
Anything that you feed into, you know, can impact your self-image. Somebody call you dumb. Somebody tell you you never going to amount to anything. Mm-hmm. You know, too many blows verbally like that, you know, to the confidence of how you believe in that you really, you know, ain't going to make nothing happen. And so you can't feed into anything that somebody tries to, you know, discount you with or discredit you with at the end of the day. So getting back to the 10 young people that I was with, they were frustrated. They were shocked that when someone asked, you know, which person they preferred, which persuasion they preferred, that the darker-skinned person was always ultimately the one that came out on the bottom. They felt like, wow, from a self-image perspective, it was hurtful for the darker people in the room, for the darker kids in the room. And so at the end of the day, when it was over, and I let them communicate and express themselves, at the end of the day, the reality was, and one of the students stated it real eloquently, he said, that's reality. We're going to be stereotyped. But I'm never going to let somebody's stereotype prevent me from accomplishing my goals and showing them that's not me. I said, at the end of the day, that's the only thing you have the power to do, because stereotypes are going to always exist.
Yep.
Stereotypes will always exist. You have to show people wrong, because the reality is this, my friends. Some of us actually validate the stereotype.
So absolutely.
Some of us validate the label.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I can be one to raise my hand in front of the class, because it was a point in my life where whatever label that was given to us as a body of people, especially young black male, I was kind of personified.
You were living up
to
it. You was living up to it.
I was living up to it.
I mean, but the reality
of my cover,
all black people don't steal, and all white people aren't racist.
That's true.
Exactly.
And that's because you don't admit, say, because a lot of people fall back into that shell of, oh, you know, I don't do or I don't say, when we know we all do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about stereotypes. Hey, don't believe the hype. You got to love yourself so others can love you. You know, the bottom line is, you know, most people daily have to work to overcome stereotypes. And they are extremely successful because they have a made-up mind. They know who they are. You know, they had people to help to build up their confidence. But the reality is most young people, their confidence is very, very low, due to a lack of role models and people who are helping them to understand you aren't the stereotype that the media wants you to feed into. You aren't the stereotype, you know, that sometimes even our parents help us to feed into, unfortunately, consciously or unconsciously. You know, we got to help young people understand, regardless of, this, do you all believe this? Do you all believe that regardless of where you come from, we all know right from wrong as a human being, like innately? Do you all believe that?
Yes and no. Because I want to say yes, only because, like, we weren't made in the image of hatred and of, you know, of just, you know, ill temperament or whatever. We made the image of God, and we made the image of love. So it's a natural response for us to be able to love all people.
So in order to love, you have to know what hate is, which is
it's
the yes
learned
side,
behavior.
But
it's
I'm
a learned
not,
behavior.
I'm not sure why it's half a yes.
It's a learned behavior. Hatred and you know, tearing down folks.
But it's right,
that
it's right from wrong a learned. It's right from wrong a learned behavior.
That's a tough one, because I want to say yes,
okay,
but like I said,
okay,
it's a tough one.
Gina,
it depends on how you interpret it.
Gina, is it innate, right or wrong, or is it something that's learned?
It's learned. Don't come out seeing color as a difference. It's something that they learn over time. I mean, that was a part of the doll experiment too, because that's a comment that I wanted to make earlier. There were some children that didn't see the dark or the black. They saw the doll with the blue shirt on, or the white shoes, or the blonde hair, or the blue eyes. But it wasn't necessarily black or white skin, or dark, or scary, or, you know, there were a few children that did not see that. So in those aspects, those are the children who had something else instilled in them, that, you know, color wasn't important. Or
well,
that,
I tell
you
that,
know, black wasn't dark.
That blue-eyed doll wasn't knowing that white doll. I mean, wasn't knowing that black doll. I'll tell you that much.
No, absolutely.
Well,
in this instance, it wasn't. And in this instance, it wasn't.
You're right. You're right.
We're talking about black. I mean, we can talk about all of the things a lot of times that black is associated with. And typically, it is a negative connotation. It's some type of mystery, some type of unknown.
Those are the things that are referred to as black. But the reality is, black is really all about authority, power.
Yeah, you know, big time.
Black invokes strength, emotions at the end of the day. You know, I mean, we're talking about sophistication, elegance. But we're talking about black. These are adjective words that we don't really promote amongst ourselves because of what? Because we feed into the stereotypes that they put in front of us. But again, that's why it's important to also oppress such a thing called black. Because, again, the strength, the power, it could be overwhelming. It could be intimidating. And who wants to be intimidated?
Can I add one thing? Can I add one thing to what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just want to make it known that if you don't know this already, and listeners and everybody that's involved, if you get a palette of paint or whatever, and you mix every color in the spectrum together, what does it become? Black.
Black.
Every color mixed together becomes black. And then one other thing, people believe in God. It was always taught that God dwells in thick darkness. Thick darkness, not just darkness, but thick darkness. So, I just, you know, just a little bit of tidbits to kind of raise the, you know, saying raise the ease level of people, you know, understanding what the, you know, what black really is about, man. And you know, and I'm very, I try to curb my enthusiasm when it comes to this because I'm very gung ho about my people, you know, and about, you know, the race that I belong to. Very gung-ho about it, and, you know, sometimes can be militant. But, you know, I'm not here to break people's foundations, but just to spit truth. That's all I'm doing. You can look these facts up. You can look it
Yo,
up.
Yo, you're a scholar. Yo, it just came to me why black women are so spiritual. Because God dwells in thick darkness.
Thick darkness.
Get it right. Oh, good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Don't
the one and only, the great Michael Jackson here on TM Hyman Radio in the Social Lab. TM Hyman, Sage James coming with us with Adult Talk. Madam CeeLo Boston, your girl Hot Chocolate.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
Oh,
right there.
Ask for the porno music.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Porno music, son.
Sage James with Adult Talk.
My girl Jessica James, that was for you, baby girl. Going to the show anytime. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this on Facebook also, or it was floating around social media throughout the weekend, but the chick out in Houston who calls herself marrying herself because she couldn't find a good man by the time she was 40.
I read that today. I'm so embarrassed.
Son, I wish I had a gunshot sound effect because I would shoot her ass down to the ground and unload as many as I can.
I'm so
that shit is. Oh, sorry. That stuff is such buffoonery. It's unfathomable that somebody would go to the great length that she went to.
That's not even legal. You can't even marry her.
Well, why are you
going
to shoot her, though? Why are you going to shoot her?
I would shoot down the idea, the concept, the concept.
She could have just bought herself the 6-carat ring, took herself to Dubai, had a party, and called it a day. She didn't have to go through all the rings.
For what it's worth,
she had dress changes.
Dude, she could have went to Dubai and found somebody to marry her.
She wanted that cake.
She
wanted that cake.
No, and yo, but that
cake.
But listen, no. He's talking about he wanted that wedding cake. Listen,
you seen how
flabby her arms are? That's what she wanted with that good cake. It's probably almond and lemon butter cream mixed into that joint. But my thing is this, though, man. You really set women back about 200 years with that mentality, yo, for real. It's kind of like super thirsty. You're super thirsty. And the thing is this. Here's my point to it all. It's like you are so ready and waiting for a wedding. You're putting emphasis on the wedding and not the damn reason why you're getting married. I mean,
it
didn't matter. She made the pact when she was a little girl, and it
so
was
what?
Ridiculous.
You don't come on, man. That's how you're supposed to think as a little. And when I was a child, I thought as a child, but now I'm grown. I put away childish things. Okay, and it's like
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. How silly is that because you couldn't find a good man by the time you was 40? I'm pretty sure there are plenty of men out there for you to find. You know what I mean? And you live in one of the largest cities in the country, in Houston, Texas.
Yo,
she
could have started at the gym. She could have started at the gym.
There you go.
There you go.
Because
with the flaps on them wings, on
I'm
them
arms. I didn't even say all that.
She could have moved her ass to the gym every day. She was flapping. She was dropping down to get an eagle on.
I'm not saying that. That's Sage James. That's not TM.
I'm saying that.
The opinions
right
of Sage James do not necessarily reflect all of TM.
Whatever, Ma. I'm telling you, just like TM said, could have took your ass to the gym and found somebody there to help decrease that BMI.
Just been patient and given yourself some more time. You didn't have to make 40 your spinster cutoff level that you were.
That's what I'm saying. Some people get married after that.
We're not married at 40.
Yeah, some people get married after that, man. Just because you ain't making that
way after that.
You know what I'm saying? That don't mean that it's not happen.
Exactly.
I just think she's a tool for that, man. It's really silly.
It sounds like an attention getter to me.
Why y'all mad? She spent her 401k the way she wanted to. Why y'all mad?
I mean, listen, I'm not mad at her. I just think it was a waste of money. You know,
it's
if you really wanted the 6-carat ring, go buy it for yourself. There's no reason you can't do that. You want to have a fly party? Have a fly party and invite your family. You want to change dresses 5 times. But don't go through the illegal motion of getting married.
There was a picture where it looked like her mom or somebody was looking at her. The caption, if I could have wrote that caption the way her mother was looking at her, it was like, Wipe that stupid smile off your face, fool.
Yes, dummy. Don't you know you embarrassing us? Don't you know you embarrassing us?
And the only person that was able to do that, was able to do the ceremony, was her sister, because she just you know, was just crossed over into the ministry or whatever. So the only person that did it, because she's not legally married to herself. It was just more symbolic significance of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
I'm saying, it's like, you still even accomplished your, you still never even accomplished your goal, dummy. It's like,
thank you.
What are you
you're
doing?
Still not married.
You wasted all that money. You wasted all that money for what? That's just like thirsty, yo. Super thirsty, B.
That's not even thirsty. That's not even thirsty because you can't date yourself. You can't stalk yourself. Like, that's where thirst comes in. Like, well, she could have had that. But
all she wanted was a wedding. That's all I'm saying. That's one reason why she did that, because she wanted a wedding so bad. She wanted to live out her childhood dreams of having a wedding in this fashion with these girls
and these
colors.
I don't disagree. You know I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think you're actually right. I mean, because based on what I understood, the story went, like, again, it was a commitment that she made as a kid that she held strong to. She wanted the wedding. And I think you're right. She was more focused on the idea of the wedding than she was the idea of the relationship. That's whoa. She left the damn person out the wedding and still made it happen. Now, you know, that's pretty wild. Hey, we're going to pull some calls, come right back. Team Hammer Radio Live. Up next, we got our final live out of Delaware.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no more, let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. And I know he put some nice in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
thirsty. I'm going to take another sip of this beer real quick. Hold on for a second. And we are back. This is TM Hyman Radio, 917-89-3926, man. We're talking about self-image and stereotypes tonight. And right now, we're going to take it back up the coast to where she might be getting some snow up there, Newark, Delaware. Toya Coop with that financial Money Monday situation right there. And maybe you could tell Shorty where she messed up in losing all this money
for no reason. How this is the asinine spending spree that she went on to set herself into debt about $12,000-$15,000 for no damn reason. And ain't getting nothing accomplished. Toya, get out the people, man. What's good with you, ma? How you been?
Hi, Faith. Thank you. I'm doing well. Good evening, everyone. Now, I can't speak on that particular situation, but what I can speak on this evening is the tax penalty for the people that do not have health insurance for 2014 or who did not have health insurance for 2014. As you all know, tax season is upon us, and one thing that is different this year that was not in place for the past few years would be the tax penalty that they are enforcing this year. So what you need to know is by law you have to have health insurance by 2014. So if you already had insurance through your employer or through your partner's employer, then you're all set. But if you didn't meet the requirement for the Affordable Care Act, then this year you will be paying a tax penalty. Now, it will range depending on whether you're single, if you have a family, and those fines will range from like $47.50 each child to $95 per adult and maybe as much as $285 total for the family. But, again, that varies depending on your situation. If you did not have health insurance or you don't know how to get health insurance because you assume that you can't afford it, just know that you can avoid having to pay the penalty by enrolling in an insurance plan. You may be eligible for financial help from the government, and that help comes in the form of a tax credit or a subsidy. And to get it, you must enroll in a plan through your state's marketplace. So the amount you make each year must meet, you know, certain rules, and some financial support may be available even if you're in a middle income range as far as how much money you make each year. There are different types of subsidies available, so you'll have to look into that. I believe there's the premium tax credit and the cost-sharing subsidy. So, again, those are the two that are available. Just make sure that the law actually applies to you. Some people are exempt from health care. From the health care law, if you are considered exempt, then you do have to make sure you're able to present that certificate showing that you are exempt. There are different members or people that could be in a group that are considered exempt. It can range from anyone who's an undocumented immigrant to maybe a prisoner or an American living abroad for more than 1 year. So there are different things that may make you exempt, and you would need to look those up through healthcare.gov. You may also qualify for a hardship exemption. Maybe if you're homeless, you file for bankruptcy, you experience some type of natural disaster that damaged your home. There's also another full list. I think there's 14 different things that are listed on healthcare.gov that will make you exempt from having to provide health care for yourself and for your family. And then lastly would be single adults who cannot find a health plan with a monthly premium that is less than 8% of their total household earnings. So just make sure you check those things out. But if you cannot show that you are exempt, then you need to make sure you show that you were covered by a health insurance, whether it was through your employer or through your spouse's employer or through your state's health insurance marketplace. And if you cannot provide either a certificate or proof of insurance, you will be paying your tax penalty this year, and this year will be the lowest because it's going to, I believe, double next year and be even more for 2016. So just keep those things in mind. Health insurance is a serious thing. You have to have it, and if you don't, you're going to have to pay for it either way. So you might as well take advantage of it and get it.
That was Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, giving us that financial empowerment about your health care.
Come on, Freddy. One of those times. See him, I'm in live.
I was waiting for that to ride out. But anyway, we're going to do a quick recap. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. I don't know if you was listening or whatever. We was talking about negative self-image. I don't know if you can give your take in 30 seconds, a minute or less or whatever like that. We're talking about how the doll test, how the negative images would seem to be portrayed by the dark-skinned dolls versus the white dolls and everything like that, and how just different aspects, how different, media-driven points have been
have been made or have been portrayed in a way to continually tear down, well, not tear down, but just put the black color, not even just saying the black people, but just the word black in general,
you know, in the
negative.
The flip side, not to cut you off, say, but with a few minutes left in the show, I know we spent a lot of time talking about the negative, but I just want to throw this out there, too. For all the negative and all the negative self-image, I think, that exists amongst the culture, we got to look at, if it was so bad, why do so many companies, people, entities, why do they emulate us so much? Why do
it, man? I got one answer for that. Want to
walk and talk like that? If it's so bad, the fact is, it's not that bad at all. We just again focus on the negative and not those other words.
Paul Mooney said it best: everybody want to be a nigga, but don't nobody want to be a nigga. Bottom line, case closed in the discussion.
You know what? That's it. I can't even dispute that.
Case closed in the discussion.
Yo,
like only
Say James could end the conversation.
I'm just saying,
like us, walk like us.
They want to tan like us. I mean, they go to tanning booths to try to get the complexion, end up with melanoma. I'm talking about this thing is deeper than a lot. And that's another thing. People research melanin. Black people especially research what melanin is, what it really is. Research it, and everybody alike that's not part of the race. Research melanin.
But I think it just goes back to, again, even the you stated it talking about the color black and how every color creates black. It goes back to, again, black is about power. Black is about authority. Black is about overwhelming. And when black people walk out, you know, really who they are, and we rid ourselves of the negative self-images, and it's not just about black areas, it's people, period. Walking out who you are, then things will start to illuminate along the way. Hey, we're back on Wednesday. Thanks for rocking, and thanks for letting us be who we are. We're just trying to bring light to something that already we all
love white
this.
People.
Stereotypes.
I love everybody.
Stereotypes. Don't believe the hype.
We love
everybody. I love white girls.
I love them, too.
Everybody.
I love black girls and all other kind of girls. I just love people.
We are the social.
I'm out of here. I don't even want to get
that
in trouble with you. I'm out of here.
That team. That network.
Man, I love them all.
They love them all. He
all
is CM Hyman, Save
I don't discriminate.
Or Hot Chocolate, Toya Cooper, Tito Boston, Dee Dee Willingham.
I'm just saying. I live up to another stereotype. I wear size 13.
Good night, everyone. We will see you on Wednesday. Lord, do
9
we have
p.m.
To
hey, thanks
on
for rocking.
Jeez.
Hey, we out of here. Real talk, real people, real times. It's a social lab.
And I wait for the radio show. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live.